we had them, although there is a link. We saw that the Shia Shalosh Shiluch is a person has to eat on Shabbos. Okay? So there's a major question. A major, major question. Which, what does it mean? Do you mean three sudas worth of this meal? Of this fruit? Above it takes a lot of apples to constitute a full meal. Would you say? The way we eat here in Ketmar Roshan, I can't imagine how many apples it takes to comprise an entire meal. I'm afraid to give a number. Is that the pshat? Well, the pshat is no. No. The amount you need for three meals of this particular fruit. In other words, for example, you have a meal. The meal consists of bread and jam. Maybe a little fruit for dessert. But the main part of the meal is bread. Maybe, you know, as we have over here, we have meat, fish, whatever else. And there's some side dishes made from these fruit or vegetable. Is that the pshat? Sounds like a pretty fundamental difference in what the words mean. I keep saying, when it comes to beer on Shvi'as, there are fundamental issues, some of which we discussed yesterday in Shia, which are so fundamental, you begin to wonder why these haven't been resolved definitively before, but it's a reality. Gedolei Olam are finding about it in this generation. Again, I quote you the Maran Bakos, you better look it up yourself. Page Tuf Reish Zion in the Sefer Perish Shvi'as. If not for what he quotes, I wouldn't know these things. I wouldn't know where to begin. But he quotes from impeccable sources on opposite sides of this particular issue. Excuse me. Tuf Chav Zayin. What does it say? The Chazanish is the one where things start, you know. That's already the Chazanish. Was only a little over, but he wrote his sefer on Shvi'as and the act of when it was written. Whatever was written, let's say it was written. It's hard to know exactly when it was written. But let's say I think the first time that he wrote was in the 1938 Shemitah. Right? We're talking about it. 75 years ago. That's when it starts. And his lashon is as follows. Mazon Gimel Sudas, Efshet the Kol Sheyochol LaOchlan BeGimel Sudas Havi Bechlal, Havi Kitzur BeDavar, VeLo Mechayvina and Leili Stapek BePas VeKitnis VeLo BeShir Suda. A pas VeKitnis is a Talmudic term. You know, it's like a small amount, a little bread, a little bit of kidney, a little bit of legumes. It's like a small amount of food. No, inflate it to a large amount. Pas VeKitnis, not to be pas VeKitnis. So what does that mean? Says Rav Yoshev, he thinks it means, doesn't mean shemechashven kol asuda mimin zeh. No. Rather it means, v'masher rogil lechol below tzimtzum, also pre kiliftan v'suda she'ochol bo gamachol amacherim. That's how Rav Yoshev understood the Chazanish. This is a very small amount, Rabbi Yisrael. Because how much liftin can you eat already? It's jam, spread, fruit, dessert, entree. We add it all up together. But the main part of the meal is still the bread with the meat and fish, etc., etc. So it's a fairly small amount. V'yesh apirish afilu suda shlemus ratni prizeh. It's a much bigger shiur. Who said so? Reb Chaim Kanievsky said so. Son-in-law of Rabbi Yashiv, they had a lot of disputes, Rabbi Yisrael. Two gedolim, and Rav Nissen Karelitz said so. V'tama de milsa, Rav Nissen Karelitz adds, okay? And that's how we understood the Chazanish, the Reb Chaim, and Rav Nissen Karelitz adds, l'f'amam ochem b'ofen zeh. It has to be, I don't know if it's true anymore these days, is it ever possible a person sit down to a meal only of fruit? Only of vegetables, not in Kemar Hashan, not Shayach, just thing. They throw so much at you. But maybe people, especially these days, maybe you know with the health diets, you know, they have something called the grapefruit diet. If you eat a grapefruit, that was a whole meal of grapefruit, two grapefruits, I don't know exactly how it went, exactly, look it up. Right? So maybe there are people still eating meals purely from the fruit or vegetable. Could he add? This is because he adds the Mount Emes. Om the Bidvarim Shein Aderech Lechel B'fneyatzmo, Kemo. Shumim, oh, you want to count how much of garlic and onions Rabbi said, no one sits down and have a meal full of garlic and onions. I assume everyone agrees to that fact. Okay? Ein mechashvin ela hakamus shaderech lechol mehem gimel sudas. So if this is murder to Rabbi Yashiv, when it comes to garlics and onions, when it comes to apples and maybe cucumbers, he probably disagrees, because people sit down to a meal of all apples and all cucumbers. Have met too many such people, because I guess there's an overflow of food here in camp, or even in America, Bechlal, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, they a vegetarian, the Mediterranean diet, you sit down to have a bowl of just some cucumbers, Bechulet. That's what it says. And what is the shear of Gimel Sudas? We have a shear by Inyan Eruv Chetzeres Utchumin. Shalosh Beitzim, or Arba Beitzim, the Surachas. He starts telling you how many grams you have. Whee! That's a lot. That's a lot. He wants to know, what if I give out 3 sudas to a child? He can't eat that much. Do we reduce the shear now? Because happens to be a child who had beneficiary. He said, nah, low plug. Oh, said the word. Low plug. It's today. Hey of. It's low plug. The mamash in the middle. So he's not sure. He's not sure of this in Karel. So this is Machlokes Gedolei Poskim of this generation. Right? And they all wonder what's Pshat and Chazon Ish. Amazing. Amazing. Okay, now the following issue comes up over here. Look at this. Higiyas Mahabir Shal Shnei a Peres Be Oso Yom. Could happen. You know, these money beer can change. So you have cucumbers and you have peppers. And they both have the same day as mana beer. I'm just throwing out an example. Eino Mishaya Mishmozen Shal Shudas Mikol Min V'min. Ali Yishaya Kashir Sh'ochel Hu Uvnei Beso Mishnei and Yachad Kiliftan B'Shalosh Shudas. Oh, who obviously Rabbi Yashar speaks, the lifting gives it away. Oh, Yikva Eze Min Odeflo V'Yishaya V'Es Kol HaShalosh Shudas Me Oso Amin V'Es HaMosim Yimin Zeh V'Es Kol Amin HaShene Yivar. Finished. You can take your pick. Again, Rabbi Yashar, the question is, those who argued with Rabbi Yashar earlier, will they agree with him on this? I thought not. They don't quote that they argue on this particular point. I thought that if they're saying, the other Gedolim, Reb Chaim, Reb Nissen, they're saying, oh, I found it. Next page. Tov, Chof, Ches. Reb Nissen writes, He gives my nabir, shall come in and be omechod, mistabra. Shemutlo likach gimel sudas become min v'min. Afal pisha yideze yelo harbi yosem gimel sudas. Yeshua av shorus lecho mimin zel minachev. Tzorachim. I predicted it. That's what he would say. Everyone follow me? So there's a whole different understanding of what Muslim gimel sudas means. Fine. Now Rabosai, let's take a look in the Rash Perek Tes Mishnah Tes. Okay, open up please. Perek Tes Mishnah Tes. Perek Tes Mishnah Tes. Mi shayla peres de shviya shnaflo bi Yerusha o shnila b'matana. Interesting situation. Zok derash. Shalon is skyma behem mitzvahs beer. Shenaflo birush and al korcho shenav matana. Pligi birushalmi. Oh, here's the keys of Yerushalm. Where shlokish ama beperis aveiri he mas nisim. Ayu porach vatanya pamote peris aveira. Also diga behem. Shanya he mitzia. Shanya he shenaflo bal korcho. This is the Yerushalmi, which the Rash quotes over here. This Rabosai is a source for the Ramban. This is the source for the Ramban. That if you did not, you are not mevire the Peres Shvius Bizmano, Zman of a beer, it's also forever. Ein lo takana. That's what it says. It says, also ligavem. This is the source of the Ramban. Chazon Ish writes this way. This is the presumed is the Rabbanan. Why is it the Rabbanon? Because if it's not your fault, you got to be a Rusha b'matana. These situations, the Issa doesn't exist. Parashat Pshat is that this is the Chazan Shesh is a din the Rabbanon. So what do you do with it? So you have to get rid of it. You bury it. You spill it out. Well, you know, you burn it. You have to get rid of it. Oh, the question is, as we saw before, is Kedusha Shviyis, Rabbi Osai, and it's also the Ochla of Lola Hefsid, assuming it's a Dinder Rabbanon, how did Rabbanon allow you to violate a Dinder Raisa? So, the suggestion was made that perhaps, Rabbi Osai, Chazal have the right to say such a thing, that even though on the level of the Raisa, it has Kedushas Shviyis, Rabbanan come along and say, no, because if we have to safeguard the concept of beer, we're going to say, notwithstanding the din of Kedushas Shviyis, you have to burn it. Oh. So this is something which is has to be understood from this perspective. Now, it's interesting that there's another Yerushalmi. This is Yerushalmi is in Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. There's another Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is in Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph. There the Yerushalmi, Halacha Aleph. Okay. Yerushalmi says, it's long Yerushalmi. Sorry. Every page is four pages here in this edition. The Yerushalmi says in Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, an expression that says, Me'aleim heim avudim. In other words, you're not permitted to destroy them completely. Harei nimsa ma'abed ochel behema, Me'aleim heim avudim. So if that's the case, you get an impression that there is no way to be matter, to be mafsid. So this question is raised by Reb Chaim Kanievsky himself in the Derech Amunah in Perek Dalet Halacha Yudches. Writes as follows. He quotes Yerushalmi Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. Lo nimtza ma'amad ma'och lebehema. Talking here about something which is called here kundus. Umishani me'aleim hem avudim. So yes, akasha. All svichim mitzvah le'okron. How can it be ma'abed biyad? Yesh lomar kevan shechachamim asurum ba'achilo mutal li'avda biyad. Okay, Chaim says kacha zeh. The takana. So the same takana presumably applies liachas manabir. Even if might be the rabbanon. Take a look. He quotes, Umoron zal hevi raya. The Chazon Ish is trying to bring a raya to this yisod. It says in Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, Demei mizbar mad Rosh Hashanah, Pirush Rash, Gzer de rabbanon, Mishnah Mechlufi. Says Reb Chaim, wait a minute, that's a great riot. There's different. Chachamim tiknu din beer mishem echlufi. V'chivu levar. V'yesh koach v'yad chachamim. Laka davim and atar fil bekum vasei hechad yigatam araba tersi vavs pechesam and alf. Avos besvichim harilo chivu chachamim la'abed l'shosu b'achilo. And now you want to know, maybe it's the problem. But the Yerushalmi has the kasha v'lo nimtzim abed ochle behemo afal gav dosu b'achilo. So ma hefsed yesh b'mashem abed to ein roi l'achila mashma to bisa d'rabonon akate lo nikwa shein roi shein muta li'abdo gam l'teretze Yerushalmi lo hitiul adam mamish v'tzarech in. And the Tosfos Yontif says, also the half said Tzvicha B'Yodayim. Even as also the Achila Medrabanan. I Truma. Truma Psochem Tet Tov and Beis, the famous story of Bechinas Gana Kohanim. Mut Elisra of Truma, Shenit Beis, Betuma Derabanan. I Mishmeres Truma Osai. That's different. Mishmeres Truma Osai, Mar says, Mishmeres Aruya Lecha Shimur. Shein Ruya Lecha Lo Tishmur. But Shvir says, there's no such Pasuk. So he lives with the Tzarech Iyun, Rabbi Osai. All this is found in the beautiful essay of the Derech, Amunah B'Yalacha, Dalad Yitzchest, Yermaschel Ela. Wow. Bottom line is, Halacha L'maisa, Chazanish Paskind, even though Midoraisa is possibly edible, Chachamah Matakin, beer, you destroy it, for whatever reason, destroy it. So as we know, that Rav Yashiv had a case in which there was someone who came into him with wine which was based on the Heter Mechira. Now Rav Yashiv was not a fan of the Heter Mechira, to put it mildly. So what do you do with the wine? Rachas Manabir. What do you do with the wine? After all, there is a Heter. Some people say it's Mutter. We already spoke about this earlier. Page Tuf Lamed. Which is Pesach. They didn't do beer. Rabbi Yosha Paskin, spill it out. Spill it out. But since he didn't become beer with mana, it's called the one opinion of Chazanish, Jiral Avav. You can spill it out. So Rabbi Frati, I have two tzirufim. Number one, according to the Rambam, it's also Bahano, achra beer. And according to the Rash and the Rush, once beer comes, it lost its kedusha shvius. So with these two tzirufim, he's defending the Pesach of Rabbi Yashiv, his Rebbe, to spill it out. How do you like that? Oh. Now, there's an amazing Ridvaz. I mentioned this yesterday in a different context. The Ridvaz is quoted over here. It's a Ridvaz, you can find it on in the back. Chof Heyam at Beis, in the Mishmeres Labayas, Kamet Lamed Hey. He's Mechadash Achidash Niflo. The Ridvaz has many Chidushim L'chumra, as we know. But he suggests a Kula. Lo Nesra Peres Ela Lebaleim. V'lo Shemish Yosham. We just saw it over here in the Rash, we just saw a second ago, in Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, from the Yerushalmi, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. Lefichach, Yochol Iten Es HaPeres B'Matana Li'acher, V'Mekabel Yevarem K'shei Kablem. How do you like that? It's not Easter forever. The person who gets it subsequently can do beer that day and keep it and eat it afterwards. Remember we discussed this yesterday, one of the Tzirufim we had. Was this idea? I didn't tell you who said it and what context. This is it. It comes in the Ridvaz and it's based on this. We just saw in the Rash, Perek Tes Mishnah Tes from the Yerushalmi. Oh, now, Chazanish is a machmir and says the din of beer with the accompanying iser with no takana, after zmana beer, if nothing was done, applies no matter what. Across the board, lo plug. Doesn't matter if the person who had it was an ones, a shogeg, he didn't know, doesn't make a difference. That's what Rav Yashiv Psak over here by the wine. The guy thought there was no din of beer because I had the mechira. Doesn't matter. However, the Sefer HaShemitah of Tukachinsky and the Charedim and the Chayodim say no. No, he didn't know the din. As soon as they told him, okay, what if to mafka right away, hefka. And Rav Shlomo Zalman passes the same way. Rav Yashiv is a compromise. Chazanish asked even be onus. Mamash lo plug. Rav Yashiv said, no, the guy's an onus, then there's no is. Onus, can't help it. I presume that's push-up shot in this Yerushalmi. However, a shogeg, such as he's relying on the mechir, which he thinks is, Rav Yashiv thinks is wrong, is different. It was different. And therefore, Rav Yashiv passes. Halacha lemaisa. I hold that Peres Shvius Peres Nochem have to Shvius. You don't. We mentioned yesterday, there's a great man, his name is Rav Yosef Karo. We rely on him for many things. And you rely on him as well. And they want to give it to me? Nope. I hold this wrong. And even though I'm a shogeg, I'm for Rav Yosef Karo, I'm not supposed to take that food from you. Onus, yes. Against Chazanish. You doubt you give us a total low plug. But shogeg, no, that's Rav Yashiv's compromise view. Fine. Now, Rabbi Osai, with me so far? Let's start a new Mishnah. Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Please. Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. What does it say? Me'em Osai Mutter Odom Likach Yach B'motzoi Shviz. Mishayasaka Yotzebo. What does that mean? Zok the Rash. Mishayasaka Yotzebo, Mimasha Nizu Bimotsoy Shvius, the Talina and Bidaheter. Ah, according to the Rash's first shot, and any Easter of Svichin lasts forever, but we assume now that the thing was planted after Shvius Dova. There's nothing to discuss. Inami. That's why you have to have the majority in the marketplace of heter. Inami, the biyerek shenigma gidulo b'shvius lo azlina basal dekita. Kimosha Fash, come and perek test. There, the Rishonim will maintain his Tosfos Rosh Hashanah that Likita's lav dafka. Likita means Gemara Pri, but under normal conditions, as soon as it's Nigma, you may lack in it. Yeah, we had this case by Orez, one of those exceptions. I'm going to go into the whole Pasha right now. Adkan seems to be three different answers over here in the Rash. Fine? What's the fear? The Rash doesn't spell it out. Tosfos and Pesachim spells it out in an alphabet base, the big Tosfos. You're afraid that people, although he was malakated in Shminis, people will think he was malakated in Shvius, and they're going to think, oh, there's no problem, Rabbi. Will say, sure, we know, but he's a Svichim. He's a Svichim terminates in Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, even the person might mistakenly think, if I plucked it in Shvius, once Rosh Hashanah comes from Shemitah, I can eat it. That's not correct. And even though this particular vegetable is plucked in Shemitah, there's a fear of confusion. Oh, confusion. Fine. Now, there's a big question over here. Is there an Issur Svichin without Kedusha Shvius? It's a very sore topic. We spoke about it a few times. The kind of Peiris, of Peiris Shel Nachrim. Is this a svichin? Does that prove that this solution is shvius or not? So we suggested yes, maybe no. Some cases are different than others. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, if you recall, well, a similar thing comes up over here. What happens? Rabbi Osai, look on the Rash. The Rash said that don't follow the Kita, because if you would follow the Kita and it was plucked in Shemitis, there'd be no issue svichin. Seems to say the two go together. And the only reason why there's a problem over here is don't take Lakita literally. Lakita means Gemara Pri. The Gemara Pri was in Shvius. That's the simple way to read this Rash. Seems to say there is a connection between one and the other. I missed the Pashup Shot in the words. The Pashup Shot in the words. It's interesting. According to the first Teretz in the Rash, again, as we just said, If it was plucked in Shemitah, there's no Issa Svichim. There's no Issa Svichim. Oh. Question, Rabosai. All right, cannot be an Issa Svichim without Kedusha Shvius. Can there be Kedusha Shvius without Issa Svichim? What do you say? Come on to the Rash. Was good memory? Peiros Shisha Shenichas to the Shvius, if you recall, the Rash said, there's no Issa of Svichim. And he calls it using logic. No one's going to say you planted it in Shvius, you planted it in Shishas. But it's Lushan Shvius by Yerachas, because it doesn't depend upon the Lakita, for example. Okay. So according to the Rash of Osai, it's Chazer again. You cannot have Kedushas, no. You cannot have Yisra Svichim like Lushan Shvius, but you cannot have Yisra Shvius like Yisra Svichim. That's lenient on both ends in a certain sense from the Svichim perspective. The Rambam, please open to the Rambam, seems to say differently. Rambam writes in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis, we've been here before. Rambam Pasim's Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis, Perek Shishis, Shenichnasu Lishvius, there is an Easter of Svichim. Why? Zok the Kesef Mishnah. Yud Beis, as Rosh Hashanah it says, in the Truma Ma'is, you follow the Lakita. Umashma l'Rabbeinu, do adinin in Shvius. You're not discussing merely here Kedusha Shvius. This whole parak is talking about Issa Svichim. So according to the Rambam, if it's an Issa, if it's Kedusha Shvius, it's almost automatic. It's going to be an Issa Svichim. There's some exceptions, as people don't normally plant it, which are found here in Perek Dalet. But it almost goes together. If there is a case in which it's Nilkat B'Shminis, no Kedusha Shvius, get an impression from the Rambam, in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, that there still could be an Easter of Svichin. So the Rambam is exactly one up, Mochamer from the Rash on both ends. On the one hand, he says, if this Kedusha Shvius is just about automatic, it's Easter Svichin. On the other hand, he says, there could be an Easter Svichin without Kedusha Shvius. Mochamer and the Rash on both. That's what it sounds like in Perek Dal Halacha Vav. This is an expression the Torah's Ram says the Ram is the Hefech from the Rash. Hefech doesn't mean literally backwards. What it means is he's one notch above, one notch mochamer in each particular situation. What's Halacha Vav? V'admosei asurim sviche shvius v'motsoi shvius me'rosh hashana v'ad chanukah v'chanukah v'erech svichin mutarin. Okay, the understanding is referring to a case where the Lakita took place in Shminis. There's a problem which is raised by the Torah's Roim from Rambam and Halacha Tetzvav. Dala Halacha Tetzvav gives us somewhat of an impression, at least in certain cases, Rabbosai, whole of a Nilkat B'Shminis, then it's Mutter. There is no din of Svichim. So there's a steer he has between Halacha Vav and Halacha Tetzvav. I give you the assignment to come up with the answer. When you do, please come back to me. You have plenty of time over Shabbos to try to figure it out. Torah's Rom blinds by Yitzarachi. Okay, fine. Now, Mishiyatze Keyotzebo, what happens then? Once Mishiyatze Keyotzebo, no longer is there an Easter of Svichin. Kam Zachaz initially suggests that this, at this stage of Yatze Keyotzebo, so remember, what's the precise case over here? If you give me the Chazanish, if you don't mind. Thank you so much. I want to read it here from the inside. Two places. We'll read this first one. This is in Simen Tes, in Chazanish. Okay. Kota Mishnah. This is as follows. Meikir Adin, Yerek Shel Shvius Shanichas Shminis Mutter, Bein Nisus Svichin, Bein Lingusha Shvius, Derek Masalakita, as the Rashi is right over here. Aval Ostru Chachomim, Mishim Gzeira Shemayilkot Bishvius, listen carefully, Shemayilkot Bishvius, Viyatmin Lishminis. Oh. V'yasru chachamim ishim svichin. This guy, in fact, was malakad it in Shminis. But some other guy, maybe, you know, a wise guy, and we malakad it in Shvius. Okay? Ein isha zet, it's only, this is not, Rabbos, it's important to understand, it's not the classic svichin. It's a special gzeira. And therefore, ad kayotibo. In other words, normally, once something is also mishim svichin, it's also forever. Here, because it's not a regular svichin, it's a super special issur over here, they will matter it once osa kayotibo. The kevin shekva motzu min zev, ein adava nikar, shemishamishim beperit shvius, lo gozru, viod, then derech lahatmin mishana sha'ovra al zman sheyesh bo kvar achadosh, higia chanaka, hutru, af osan shelo osu kayotibo, as the Rambam says. Why? Shekvahu sachdatam shel brios mishvius, vein locha sheyatiru an elkotna mishvius. It's already Chanukah, Rabbos. It's a new season, a new world, a new year. Chanukah. Beautiful. This is what the Chaz Nitzsch writes over here in Siman Tes, the beginning of Sivkaton Yud Gimel. Then he says, from that point on, Hutru, ve'ein behem iso svichin, ve'lo kedusha shvius. The Gzeret Rabbanan was to give to this vegetable. Strictly speaking, it should have been het gomer, milka b'shminis. We are machmer to give it a kedusha shvius, and be iso svichin, but it's all artificial, it's not for real. So once Chanukah comes, it all lapses. That's what he suggests. It all lapses. There's no more Issa Svichin. There's no more Kedusha Shvius. Nothing. Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
Why can't one suggest it's the classical Issa Svichin that someone could plant on Shvius? And then, like, they. I mean, like, one could do an Issa Zri on Shvius, and then, like, when I pretend that it, like, grew by itself. At least
according to the Rash, that the classic Issa Svichin, as you described, it's only when there's Kedusha Shvius. This can't be classic, because here there's no Kedusha Shvius.
Okay.
That's presumably what he's driving at. Okay? Or, once Chanukah comes, we assume it's from Shminis already. My nafkamina, Rabosai, between the two Pshatim and the Rash. I know for a fact it's from Shvius. According to the Pshat and the Rash, we assume we're told it. It's from Shminis, no dice. According to the other Pshat, with Mesiach Das, etc., we put there anyway. The mutter anyway. Fine. So the Rambam, of course, paskins this way. Once Chanukah comes, it's mutter. Take a look at Rabosei again. Perek Dalet Rambam Halacha Vav. He quotes it. Take a look, please. Perek Dalet Halacha Vav and Rambam. Rabosei Asurin Sviches Shvius Motzoi Shvius Mirosh Shonav Ad Chanukah. Okay, Ad Chanukah. Okay, the Ravid says about this Rambam. He says, "Chipasti zu amemra v'lo matzasiya v'lo b'mishna v'lo b'tosefta v'lo b'Yerushalmi." Lo b'Yerushalmi. You have a pesuk Yerushalmi says that way. Yerushalmi is in Demai Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. If you look carefully, the Pnei Moshe and the Maraponim has a different pshat in Rishalmi, that after Chanukah, it's not so common to find svichim from other places. The rabbi must have held that pshat, so he couldn't find it in Rishalmi. He had a different Rishalmi than we have. Different pshat in Rishalmi. Oh. Now, Rabosai, I want to read you from again, from a Pchaim, on this very Rambam. Perek Dalet, Halacha Vav. May Rosh Hashanah about Chanukah. There's a problem. It says Reb Chaim like this. He says, hold on. Reb Chaim has his following interesting comment. Says, What does it mean? What exactly is happening on Hanukkah? What's so special about Hanukkah? That most of the Paris are already gone, the Mechubur, by the time of Hanukkah. He goes to a whole Arichas over, you take it into the house. And for that reason, Rabbi Osai, it's Hesech Hadas. We saw the Chazanish had an expression called Hesech Hadas. Rabbi Osai, the agricultural season comes to an end. Comes to an end. So therefore, as a result of that, people are Mesiach Das and Holy Name of Shvius. The season's over, if you will. Once the season is over, so people are already, you know, I read the Lashon of Reb Chaim. Quotes Chazon Ish, Mishigia Chanukah kvar husach datam shel ha'anoshim mishvius, vein locha sheyatiru anelkotam mishvius, ay why Chanukah? Quotes Yerushalmi, Rabbi Osai, in Maaseh Sheni, Perkei Halacha Gimel, ig shetichle la'aseh, kol ha'peres yochal afilu b'chanukah, and by Bikur with the Minchag ad Chanukah, maybe in the Korei, the Rash quotes over there, calls Mashem Mitzuyim Ba'artzicha, at Chanukah Mitzuyim, and Mekolim Chaim and Asodeh. Either it's Mane Beer beyond Chanukah, Purim, Pesach, etc. Roshus, Rova, Peres, Kol Mechuba, at Chanukah. That's when it starts to really rain hard, everything's taken inside, the winter, it's starting winter time, and then from that point on, people are forgetting about it. Take it into the house, it's so cold and rainy. And you do a kolkach, Mosai Goda. This is Reb Chaim's elaboration about what he said, quotes from his uncle Chazon Ish. Okay, Ad Kan Reb Osai. This is what it says. The Aruch HaShulchan is a somewhat different pshat. He says, look, the whole Easter of Svichin is to discourage people trying to fool us and are planting on Shvius, and they're going to make believers from Shishis and things of this nature, or Shminis. Once it's a prohibition to eat it until Chanukah, crime doesn't pay. To try to fool us and plant it when no one's looking on Shvius and say, once they can't have it until Chanukah, or Chashulchan writes, crime doesn't pay, Rabbosai. This being the case, according to these interpretations, it's Mutar miChanukah. Doesn't matter, shouldn't matter when you plucked it. What's going on? You plucked it Erev Chanukah. Once Chanukah comes, you should be able to eat it. Crime doesn't pay. Or Hesech Hadas. Hesech Hadas. So writes the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish seems to say not only with respect to Chanukah, but even with respect to Nasa Kayotze Bo. That if you plucked it before Nasek Yotzibo, it becomes Mutter, once Nasek Yotzibo, the Rash conveys an impression, it would be prohibited. It's only Mutter if you pluck it after Nasek Yotzibo. Okay? Maybe the Pshat is as follows. The Rash had so many different interpretations, we don't find a distinction between Chanukah and Nasek Yotzibo. It's all the same thing. And therefore, just as according to the one shear of Chanukah, as long as even you plucked it earlier, it should be mutter. So to Nasek Yotzibo, perhaps. However, the Ridvaz is consistent. It's machmer all the way. No. The pshat in all the shearim, Nasek Yotzibo, Chanukah, whatever it may be, is only if it's plucked afterwards. Plucked before, it's also even after Chanukah. That's not so. It's a big machlekes and then basics. Oh. The Rambam seems to say it's mutter on Chanukah, even if nilkat be shvius. After the Ravid understood him and he argued with him, that's what the Mari Kurkus says as well. The Mari Kurkus says, again, the Ravid is arguing with the Rambam, because he doesn't understand why there should be any heter. But according to the Rambam, there presumably is a heter. However, the Chazon Ish wants to suggest, even according to the Rambam, it's going to be Yasser, if it's plucked in Shvius. Where does he get it from? The same Rambam. Vazoreya Sviche Shvius Acha Shvius. So everything's mutar, right? No. Hagidulin mutarim. The gidulim are mutarim. But the svichin themselves are not necessarily mutar. This should be aser. There's a fight within the Shitas Rambam. What's the halacha if it's nilka b'shvius? Rabosai, we have one more Mishnah to see, which is Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. Let's take a look. Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. Me'ema say mutter adam likach luf b'motzoi shvius. Rabbi Yehuda ma miyad. The Yerushalmi, my time, this is the Gros Gerson of the Yerushalmi. My time of the Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon say? What do they say? Mishiyar b'hachadosh, gozu al haluf, v'lo gozu al hayerek. What does that mean? What does that mean? His exam, Mishiyas kayotzebo, is mutter on the yerek, not on the luf. Why? Why? Dava shedakol iskayim, as opposed to the yerek. The luf, the root itself, is miskayim for a long time, so therefore there were goes there, but not the yerek. What did Rambam say about this? Perek dalid halacha ches. Take a look. He quotes the opinion of the Chachamim. Okay? He quotes the opinion of Chachamim. And some say, Rabosai, that we should not say Yarba literally. I'm going to agree with him again for Reb Chaim over here in his commentary on this Rambam. In Perek Dalet, Sifkoton, Nun Zayin, Mishayar Bechodosh. Hayarbe Ratzaloma Shiyik from Motsui Chodosh. The word Yarba is Lavdafka, quotes from Chazanish. Why Luf? Ikamandama Bigamara, the Luf Mutalikach Miyad. That's Rabbi Yuda. Kamash Malon Rabbeinu, the Din Luf Kidin Kol Yarek. Im Yachel Shvitz Motsoi Shvitz. V'hayne b'yaduim shem b'shvius, avon b'yesh estabach hem b'motsoi shvius, mutar miyad mevi mechutz l'art, u'gedin kol yerek b'halocha kodemis. So the first point of Reb Chaim is that don't take the word yarba here literally. However, some hold like the Vilna Gaon, and they say there's a problem. And this is a very significant problem. Very, very significant. I read it to you here from the Sefer, Perish Shvius. Yesh lahoyer. I read you from the top. Suge yeroka shemiskayim abarts man rav. Oh, he adds, this didn't exist in the time of the Gemara. Mishtarim bekiru ro bekufsa shimurim. You can freeze him up or can him. Yesh hasover. She'en la'atirim ele mishayar be'achodosh. That's pshat in our Mishnah of Luf. V'ein dai mimashi yeh mat mi'agodol b'shminis b'shuk or Chanukah, as Reb Chaim had said. No, it's not enough. L'chein ish lakov achal luchos hazman ha'shir spas b'vodosa. Who said all this? Who said it? Rabbi Yamin Zilba said it. Kufsot shimurim atzmon asuros ad gam Mishiyar be'achodosh, ad shizbar shenim shasa shmita, because they have, their codes, etc., etc., where they're coming from. There's a big chiddush. It's machmir more in canned goods than in other regular things you buy in the makolet. It's all on page Tuf Nun Beis over here. A big chiddush. What do you mean, Rebbe's hita likach miyad? What does miyad mean? So the Bartanura says 2 or 3 days. That's called Osek Ayotzebo. Frek Tarsan Shesheim. So should have said 2 or 3 days. Why say Miyad? So I thought the Pshah was, Rabbi Osai, because 2 days you can't pick, it's Rosh Hashanah. Have a little Motzi Rosh Hashanah, which could either be Beis in the olden days or Gimel for sure for us. But then it's Osek Ayotzebo apparently. On this basis, there's certain I don't know. I'm not a botanist or a farmer. But he calls over here, alei yirakos alim, lettuce. It should be mutter after a few days, because it's already good. Look at Yosebo. That's what the Mishnah Yosef says over here on this Mishnah. Miyad means miyad she'efshar. Doesn't mean that the minute Rosh Hashanah stands in the way. It's interesting that there's a Yushalmi in Peyat that's quoted by the Vilna Gaon. Ad Yom Kippur kvar godlu. That means they're already big by Yom Kippur. So after a couple of days of some of these vegetables, after 1 or 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, they're already considered to have been godl enough to be considered asa kayotzebo. Oh. Now Rabbi said it's Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi is again here in Shvi'is. It's not in Perek Tes, but it's in Perek Vov. Halacha Dalet. Here we go. It says as follows. Rebbe Hitir Ligach Mose Shvi'is Miyad. That's our Mishnah. So in commenting on this, Yerushalmi discusses the following case. What from Kapluta? What does it mean, Kapluta? What's Kapluta? So it means, Rash Sur Leo explains, it means it didn't grow for a while, and therefore he wanted to aser it even beyond Hanukkah. Know what that means? Now, putting this aside for the minute, let's get to tachlis. What about an esrog? Esrog, that's one of the major things that we have to deal with. 1 second. Time out. Okay, Esrik. Rabbi say Esrik. What's the name of an Esrik? Let's see. Let's take a look at the name of an Esrik. Some want to suggest that if it's an Esrik is planted for the sake of a mitzvah, not to eat, it has no kedusha shvius. Most poskim disagree for a remarkable reason. Esrik has to have a heter achila. It's a halacha. And therefore, you cannot say, oh, I'm planting for a mitzvah, not for eating. If it's not for eating, it's not good for a mitzvah. Those on sukkah, no, you had the rechila. That's what most poskim assume. We'll come to it perhaps a little bit later. Now, the big question. It's not this sukkah, it's a year from sukkah. At first glance, you know, every sukkah, Rabbi, so you guys are experienced by now. You look at the esrog, you look at it this way, you look at it that way, upside down, backwards, you're looking for a spot, you're looking for this, and a bleep, and everyone has his own chumris, a pitim, and a gartle, and no gartle, and green and yellow, and everyone has their own mishigas. And you want to pay bucks for whatever you buy. Wait a minute, it's Hefka. It's Hefka. It's not going to be so precise and paying for what you buy. So Rav Yashin made the following suggestion, which some of the Esrik people do. Instead of giving a person opportunity to look at every Esrik, you divide into three sugim. Now, everyone wants a sug aleph. Aleph, aleph plus, aleph plus plus. Don't use the word base. It's not, it's a dirty word then. All right? And then you don't give him a chance to be so precise. You pick a sug, and that's it. I want to tell you, in my shul in general, that's how we sell the sorghum, 7 years of the Shemitah. Because we get it from a certain particular seicher. And we have the same way, 3 different madrigas, and that's it. You put the name on it, take it. You don't want it? So go, you want it by yourself? Let us go somewhere else. But on Shemitah, Rabbi Yasha suggests, everyone should do it that way. I think it's a wonderful idea. Okay. Now about the Gemara and Sukkah, which we've been talking about at Srogim. Gemara and Sukkah, I think it's right under there, if I'm not mistaken. This is Gemara, which is on the Mekoros. We have to see it. Oh. Please open up to the Gemara and Sukkah, if you don't mind. Please open up. And we're going to have to see another Gemara in a minute, but let's first start with Sukkah. The Mishnah says, Halokeach lula mechaveiro b'shviyis not lo estrik b'matana she'en rashor l'locho b'shviyis lo rotz matana mao omer avhuna mavliya le d'me estrik b'lulav. We call this havlo zok drashi yimka lulav b'yoker achit lo estrik b'matana rabosai. That's very nice. There's a gemara rabosai. If you look on the side, it says over here that it's also found in Bechoros. Bechoros. In Bechoros, can you get me a Gemara Bechoros? I don't know if I have it here. You have to get it from the show. I don't think that's it. It's a Gemara Bechoros. As it says here on the side, Bechoros Aflamad Aleph from the base. We'll see soon. There are going to be certain problems. Thank you so much. With Havla Bizmanenu. Rabosai, I'm asking you an honest question. What's worth more, an estrog or a lulav? Everyone jumps up. Are you kidding? What kind of joke is that? What kind of joke question is that? Well, this leads you to a certain problem in the Gemara Masechta Bechoros on the Flam and Aleph Midbeis. Says the Gemara, Mavlila the Meyestrog Belulav. Okay? What's this all about? It has to do with the question of Havla in situated with Bechoros, which we'll come to a little later on. But it says, no! Hosam lo muchacha milsa. What does that mean? Zok Rashi. It's so mind-boggling in today's world. Vishim the dom of Kalin. Esrog is cheap. Venonika shehivliya and belulav. What's going on?
Yeah, lulav. I mean, look at the side. Lulav. Yeah, Esrog is tiny.
Aval hacha afilu da havla nami muchacha milsa. The moker habaser da adava yadua. She'ein or nimka kule hai b'damim yikarim. So it's muchacha milsa, Rabosai. Muchacha milsa, we do not apply the het thereof. Havla. How do you like that? Muchacha milsa, no het thereof. Havla. Rabosai, we have a major, major, major problem. Major problem. The look in the Radvaz, please. Perek Ches, halacha yud aleph. You see, we're going to be in big trouble. Open up, please, the Radvaz, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Aleph. Halokeach lulav mi'amoretz b'shvias as the Rambam, no sesim b'matana, v'lonos lalo, mavliya lo d'me'esu b'dmei lulav. Very nice, the Mefurash Gemara. Says the Radvaz, where are we? Oh. Oh, you have Lienu Bidme Lulov, Shemhoya Shove Gimel, Yitin Bo Dalit Bidme Esrik. What's going on? The Lulov is worth 3. Now, I'll charge you 4 for the lulav. I'll jack it up 25% for the noble lulav to put the esrog in. So in the Radvaz's time, a lulav was worth 3 times more than an esrog. Rabbosai, that's very nice. But it certainly is not the case, bizman hazeh. That's for sure not. Absolutely not. For sure not. So what's going to be? So how in heaven's name are we going to manage today? Yes?
Lulav
Nah, you can have suk dalet. This doesn't make a difference. The last one's worth more anyway. Huh? Fancy lulavs. I don't know. Even so, I don't know. But if you look in the Rach, Rabbeinu Chananel, those have the more sukkah, on the Flamet Testament Aleph, he is more liberal. He's more liberal. Pirish. Im hayashav ha-lulav zuz, v'esrik zuz, nos nos shnei zuz and belulav, v'lokeich esu b'chinam. All right? One-on-one. But not today. It's nothing to talk about. However, I must say there's a leniency. The Gemara of Laman Aleph Amid Beis and Masechta Bechoros, going over to Laman Beis Amid Aleph, says as follows. The Gemara says, well, perhaps we can be makil on Laman Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, when it comes to the Rabbonans, we have a right to be more lenient. We can be more makil when it comes to the Rabbonans. Oh, Rava. Rava says, it goes a whole discussion. Rava says over here, I can't go through the entire sugya, but if you look through the entire sugya, the Gemara says over here that something which is the Rabbanon, we have a right to be more makil. You look at it, you see. So the question is, how does that apply nowadays? Nowadays, Shvistman says the Rabbanon. Great. Chazanish is no dice. There, we're discussing a certain particular Iser. I'm not going to the Iser of the Iser Mechiras Basar, which is a technical Iser Derabonim. Okay, Rabosai, you're not supposed to sell it in the Italy. It's a whole story. I'm not going to all the Pratim and Pratim. So you look in the Mishnah. Okay? Kol Pslum Adashin B'Chorim B'Italy, Nishchatim B'Italy, Nishchatim B'Litra, Chutzman Abchor. The whole Issa is the Rabbanah to begin with. So there, we're making even what's called Havla de Muchach, but not by Shvius, which is equal to the Rabbanon. However, Rabbi Osai, if you look in Tosis over here, Af Lamid Tesam and Aleph, you get an impression. Issa de Choraz de Raisa is if you buy it in order to sell it for a profit. Here, the Gemara is discussing over here, Mesiris me Shvius. Le Amoritz, as in Gansin the Rabbanon, and therefore Havla the Muchacha is Mut. Who says so? The Chasam Sofer on the Flametes and Alf. Some says in Issa Doraisa of Mesiris to Meshvias Mishul Difnei Yiver. But Kitzan Nimris, Rabbi Osai, we have a bit of a problem. So it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, what does everything cost? Give a look in Tosis, Rabbi Osai, amazing Tosis. We'll end with this. Tosis, Yosim Mosin Gimel Sudas. Mashma. The Yesh B'dmei Esrig Yosem Imazin Shalosh Sudas. Frek Toysvis, it says in Meila, Nosel no shtei prutus amalo lechei veli Esrig v'yachas uv'yachas rimam. Hey, Esrig was a penny. No. Hosam b'Esrig posel lo boil l'achila al hocha kosher v'hoda l'brocha domav yikarin. Okay? Frek the Pnei Yeshua, wait a second. That's not because of his fruit. The fruit is worth a penny. It's the fact that it's for a mitzvah. Why should I consider it to be Dmei Shvius? That's Dmei Mitzvah. Answer the Pnei Yeshua, low plug. Low plug. Do we consider Dmei Shvius based upon the extra market value of mitzvah? If that's the case, Rebbe said the Pnei Yeshua, the Alter Zeta is correct. Because it's Tzitz HaKodesh in Yerushalayim, that we have a right to be makel in the Sharli of Mizman HaZeh, when it's Rogam are worth much more than Lulavim, because that Gufa is itself purely Medirabonim. Interestingly, the Kuntres Arba Minim, where Rav Zilver is makel in the Sharli, even though there's a lot of Chumris, because there's a lot of Stodom LaHokel. I'm not sure what Stodom LaHokel he has in mind. Maybe, Rabbi Osai, we have in mind the following. Some say that you're paying money not for the esrog itself, but transportation costs and the tircha. Even that's considered to be in the category of havla. Who said so? Rav Kook said so. Rav Tukachinsky said so. The Ritvaz did not say so. But halacha lemaisa, when it comes to a chen v'nidis, the Yerushalmi that says if he's mevashel Taruch Bebishel, there was an Easter of Demei Shvir, so it's not so posh as this heter. Rabbo said, the bottom line is, the heter is Mefukpuk, not everyone agrees with this heter, but Halacha Lamaisa, we have a right to rely upon this. Remember we discussed the question of Havla with respect to the issue of Schora, talking about Demei Shvir, but what concept is thrown as an issue of Schora? So the Shvi'ez Kilchasa, written by Rav Sternberg, because remember the Badatz, says the Badatz Paskins, that's an Iser, there's a heter of Havlah with respect to Iser Schor as well. Remember that many didn't like that, if you recall. But we're out of time. We'll stop here, Mr. Shem, on Sunday. We wait till Sunday. And we will continue these in Yom. Nachba too much.